Hello.
Hello.
You're listening to The Voice, local radio for North Devon, in case you're wondering.
With Book Club.
Yeah.
And me, Simon, and him, Ollie.
Yeah, I was going to say, and the delectable Simon Dawson.
Yeah.
But also the even more delectable, Elana Mugden.
Yes, we have our guest.
Yes, hello. Thank you guys for having me again.
And
it's a repeat performance.
And also Jodie.
Great accent.
In it, yeah, it's great, isn't it? And also Jodie from Penworks Media.
How you doing, guys? Lovely to see you again.
Yeah, he's the guy who found Elana.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that.
So we're going to be chatting to them about, everything to do with dragons and your books and what you're doing and what Penworks up to and anything we can get in. And we're recording everything. For posterior, and
for posterior's sake, yeah.
I'm sorry, I mispronounced that. Posterity, sorry. And it's my own writing; I can't read it, you know. But we have got to do the weather. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Good.
Get back on track, Ollie. A few evening showers are likely. However, rain will stop later as dragons swoop over the skies. It will be chilly and mist or fog patches may form, so it may be difficult to hit them in the vulnerables. Minimum temperature, 5 degrees C. On Tuesday, any mist patches will clear during the morning to leave a dry day with sunny spells. It will feel warmer in the sunshine and also anywhere that has been burned by the dragon. Maximum temperature 18 degrees C. Outlook for Wednesday to Friday. Wednesday will become significantly windier with patchy rain at times. An ideal time for the watch to be on the roof of a building trying to hit the dragon in the vulnerables with an arrow. Heavier rain is likely on Thursday. Bright and breezy on Friday with more rain possible later on and a million to one chance of hitting the dragon.